Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm glad you stayed with us to the final segment or so. We've still got the wine of the week coming up, but I want to introduce you to Linda Funk. She's a busy gal. She runs a website called FlavorfulInsight.com. It's not just a website. It's a marketing, communications, and public relations firm. And she's got a great list of clients that you're going to hear more about in the future. But more importantly, I got a great press release from Linda about the Soy Foods Council. And it's in Iowa. And if you don't incorporate some of the many products that contain soybeans, you're missing out on a great plant-based protein thing. And when I got first, Linda, welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
This celebrate, plant protein with soy-enriched holiday cookies and beverage. I read that and I go, well, okay. And then I read more and I went and looked at the website and, you know, this is an easy thing to do. What are we going to do to try and get more protein and be a little more healthy?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so easy to start adding soy to your everyday dishes. I call it soy-izing dishes. And so, you know, I was talking about taking your favorite cookies, and if the recipe calls for oatmeal, let's say 3 cups of oatmeal, take 1.5 cups and use the textured soy protein or the textured vegetable protein. It's one and the same. It's the same product. And what you're doing is then adding some protein to those cookies. And if you want to add a little bit more protein, add some soy flour. The only thing with soy flour is it doesn't have any gluten, so you can't replace 100% of your flour with soy flour. So I always say about a fourth to a third of your regular flour can be replaced by soy flour.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And there are so many products that we don't even think of that are soybeans.
Absolutely.
When I was in college, Linda, one of my favorite snacks was soy nuts.
Yeah.
And that was
phenomenal.
And they're so good, and they're good in salads and on top of soups, and they're crispy and crunchy and healthy and,
Or make your own little trail mix with soy nuts in it and dried cranberries for the holiday season, you know, that kind of thing, and have it with you. I think it's great to have soy nuts around all the time because 1/4 of a cup is a serving, and it has somewhere between 10 and 12 grams of protein in that 1/4 cup. So it's great to have as an afternoon snack to keep you full between lunch and dinner.
Well, and they taste good. This is an important thing.
You know what? That's the other thing with soy products. They really do have to taste good. Otherwise, people aren't going to eat them no matter how healthy they are. So at the Soy Foods Council, we really take a look at how to make things taste delicious, and many times you never even know that you've snuck in some soy into those recipes. Another fun thing right now is buying some soy chocolate milk, and it's all ready to go to put in your cup, put it in the microwave, and you have instant hot chocolate, and I can tell you it is delicious.
Well, I got to try that. I'm a sucker for chocolate milk. I'm a sucker for chocolate, and I like milk. My wife has used soy milk for different things, and you have a recipe in there for holiday eggnog.
Yeah, so really easy to, you know, put it all in a blender and blend it up and season it the way you want to season it with a little nutmeg or cinnamon, vanilla, soy milk, and some honey. We used extra firm silken tofu, so you're still getting a really smooth product. But again, the large companies have the silk soy eggnog ready to go. It's right next to the dairy eggnog. So if you don't want to make your own, it's available for you to buy just to use as is.
And then are we, in addition to getting that extra protein, are we saving a little bit of calories? Is there other health benefits that we might visit?
Absolutely. And it all depends on what you're adding. You know, I can't tell you, in all fairness, that eating cookies is going to be terribly healthy, but what you're doing is adding a little protein to that cookie, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah,
everything in moderation, but certainly soy protein is a low saturated fat product, and it has the healthy fats in it. So, yeah, we think it's a great product to incorporate into everyday meals. And, you know, in 1999, the FDA gave us a health claim that states if you consume 25 grams of soy protein in the context of a healthy diet, it may reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. And if you eat one or two servings of soy per day, you've got the 25 grams easy.
Well, I just love it. Folks, you got to go to the soyfoodscouncil.com, just like it sounds. And on the front page, get ready, maple pumpkin cheesecake tart. Oh, dear. And then when I was browsing around, I found a recipe for your cabbage soup in the in the slow cooker and Instapot. I got to give that a try because I love cabbage and cauliflower. So,
you know what I have to say is on the on our site, there's tons of different recipes, almost something for everyone. And try it. Start adding a little bit of soy every day. And the other thing that I really want to say is that you can buy the soy flour and the textured soy or vegetable protein and even the soy milk in Tetra boxes and keep in your pantry and have it handy so that when you're ready to start adding a little bit of soy, it's right there for you.
Well, I just love it. Linda Funk, thanks a lot. Executive Director at the Soy Foods Council. We appreciate you spending some time with us today. Happy holidays.
Same to you, and thank you so much.
Have a great weekend. Okay, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I've got a great wine of the week. It's Tempranillo from Ribera del Duero in Spain. Most Tempranillo comes from Rioja. This is a little bit different. Beautiful red wine, and it's a great value. Good every day, every week, night, kind of a red squash. Man, you can't beat it. We'll be right back.